pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Ooh, let's do it. Okay, we are spilling the tea, starting out with The Walking Dead. If you're a big fan, it has been renewed for season 11.
Let it die.
Whoa. Okay, so Lauren Cohen, also known as Maggie Green, also will be coming back. So good news for Uber fans. Announcement was just made in New York Comic Con on Saturday. AMC, we weren't sure if it was going to come back, but it is for sure. So get, I mean, hey,
are
this
you still
is a
watching
series.
It?
I fell off. I was so into it. Then I fell off. Then I came back, and then I fell off.
I'm kind of falling off, and I don't like that. It's just like, they should have ended it like on a high note. Why do we want to keep things going? Is it because there's nothing else?
What did you fall? So you fell off the bandwagon as well. So is Negan gone in far history?
I don't know. I thought like, well, spoiler alert.
I don't know.
I thought he was like locked up.
Okay, he could still be. See, I need to catch up. But this is the one that's hard to marathon because there's so many episodes. But it is back. So get excited. I'm excited. I love these two so much. Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds have welcomed baby number 3.
I'm going to write a book that's called Daddy Loves You 10% More.
I love Ryan Reynolds. They have secretly basically been expecting. So she was pregnant. We didn't find out Blake Lively was expecting again until she couldn't hide it any longer. The sex of the baby hasn't been revealed yet, but they definitely had baby number 3. They have two adorable little girls, and it's just fun to see these two as parents. So congrats to them. Okay, so rumors have been everywhere that Travis Scott had cheated on Kylie Jenner. Travis saying no way. He's slamming rumors saying it is simply not true. Now, before they split, here's Kylie talking about what is truly important to her.
It made me realize that, you know, I could get a new car anytime I want or this, but that happiness only lasts so long.
Yep.
So I realized at a young age how important it is to find happiness in, like, my baby now and relationships.
You know who's starting all these cheating rumors?
Who?
Kris Jenner.
You think? For the show?
Yes. Kris Jenner is like, Travis, we're going to need you to cheat.
Well, it was interesting because news broke. It was this pretty Instagram model that looks kind of just like Kylie. So I never get when guys step out with someone that's just, it looks like the real thing, but isn't even as great as the real thing. But he says, no, it's not true. It's really affecting me when you see like false things said about you. Cheating's not true. I'm focusing on life, music, and family at this moment. It's what's real. So I think they're probably going to get back together. But of course, she was spotted with Tyga, her ex, who they say are now just friends, in a recording studio. So we shall see.
At a hotel.
Yeah. Mm. I'll keep you posted. Okay, did you ever watch Hollywood Squares? This was like way back in the day. And then it came back like in the 80s. Remember this was the theme song?
I love Hollywood.
Yeah! Total fun show. Well, get this. Nashville Squares is now coming to us, and it's hosted none other than by Bob Saget.
The whole point was just to have fun and then go, I can't believe they said that.
Okay. It was a good show, but that is like mom and dad and grandparents watch the
exactly.
show.
Exactly. Well, they're bringing it back, baby. Okay, so it's getting a Music City-focused reboot over on CMT Nashville Square. So they're going to have a bunch of Nashville artists, country artists. They're going to have like Dallas Cowboys, if they can get them, Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, and everyone will get their square. They have Kyle Busch signed on. He's a NASCAR driver, if you don't know. A bunch of Devin Dawson is a singer. They'll have a lot to go through. Tanya Tucker signed up. Sarah Evans. These are some big names in country music. Nashville Squares is set to premiere on November 1st. It'll air Friday at 8 p.m. Bob Saget, interesting choice.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to see like an SNL skit now about like Hood Squares or something else. Like, you know how they always like parody things?
They had hip hop squares for a while.
Yeah,
they kind of mix it up a little
to
bit.
To me, it'll be interesting to see how well this does with the Nashville theme.
Yes. Hopefully like Dolly Parton's on there. She should just own that.
She's going to need two squares. And I think we all know why.
Yeah.
All right, Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. Coming up, we've got Murder Monday.
Yes, we do. This is really juicy. Okay, size me up. Do you think I could fit in a dresser drawer?
Yeah, it might be a little tight on that one side, but yeah. I think you're flexible.
Well, this is so shady. We had the murders at the Claypool Hotel, who ended up in a set of dresser drawers.
All right, we'll find out next here on Joe and Mackenzie.